Today we are going to pray for Big Bear Lake. There is a city next to it called Big Bear City, and they are governed under another group. But Big Bear Lake has a city council. Well, let's pray and look at some things about Big Bear Lake. It has a airport district board of directors up for re-election or for election, and a community service district member board of directors. They have three board of directors for the municipal water district that is available for election. The mayor is up for election, and so are two of the city council members. So that's our starting point. So we want to pray for these people, these openings, and for them to adhere to the ethics that they have shared, along with some scriptures that we are going to say. So Father, it is your word in Proverbs 22:1 says, "A good name is to be chosen over great wealth. Favor is better than silver and gold." We pray, God, for the city council, the city manager, and all those underneath the city council, the fire department. There's a whole bunch of the planning commission, the city attorney, the sheriff and fire chief, the municipal water district, the Department of Water and Power, the city clerk, the administrative, public services, tourism, planning, all sorts of things are underneath the city council's domain. And so we pray, God, that they would adhere to this and they would not abuse the money that they receive, but they would choose instead to have a good name, a name that is favored because they adhere to the ethics that they have written and have sworn in oath, under oath to follow. So we praise you, Father, that the council is responsible for the city policies, enacting laws and ordinances, that they decide on issues impacting the city and community. And we pray that they will do it with integrity and high ethical direction, that they would budget balance the budget well, and they would not abuse the monies given to them to meet out. We pray specifically for Rick Herrick, the mayor, Vinette Mote, the mayor pro tem, Alan Lee, Perry Pelnick, and Randall Putz, the council members. And we pray, Father, for the city manager, the city clerk, the city attorney, and the planning commission that have big decision makings. We pray that they have integrity and that they would not go beyond the law, that they would be fair, ethical, and accountable to the local government and gain the public's full confidence for their integrity. We pray that they would ensure the effective functioning of a democratic government, so that both those elected and appointed would comply with the laws that they have in place, and that they would not be independent, impartial, but they would be fair in their judgment and actions, and they would use the office for public good, not for personal gain. We pray that their public deliberations and processes be conducted openly, unless there is a legal confidential issue. We pray they act in the public's interest. We pray they comply with the laws of the state, the city, the county, the federal, the United States. We pray, God, that they would conduct themselves and be above reproach, avoiding the appearance of impropriety. We pray, Father, that they would respect the process of which they have been, and that they would grant everyone the ability to speak as needed and follow the rules of order. We pray that they would make decisions based on merit, that they would look at the substance of the matter rather than on unrelated considerations. You say in Proverbs 15:22, plans fail when there is no counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. We pray they don't have a conflict of interest in order to assure their independence and impartiality in the city's best interest. We pray that council members not use their positions to influence decisions. We pray they don't take gifts or favors to get something done for people. We pray that they don't use their title inappropriately. We pray that their authority, they would understand, has been elected to them, has been given to them, and only for a season. We pray that the council members would not exceed or appear to exceed their authority or use their position to influence others unduly or use their title to improperly gain leverage or preferential treatment. You say in your word in Proverbs 16:18, pride comes before destruction and an arrogant spirit before a fall. So we pray there will be no pride and no arrogance, and that you would cause them to stay with a spirit of humility and openness to one another. We pray they keep the information confidential, that they would not use public resources for other than the business at hand. And that when they do present individual opinions, that they would explicitly state that they don't represent the opinion. If a ruler listens to lies, all his officials will be wicked, according to Proverbs 29:12. So we pray, God, that they would discern the truth. We pray that they would support a positive and constructive workplace for all the employees of the city, for private citizens and businesses that deal with them, and that they would be given respect as a result of it, that they would ensure that this code of ethics that they are supposed to follow is followed, so the public may have full confidence in the integrity of the government. Better a poor man who lives with integrity than a rich man who distorts right and wrong, according to Proverbs 28:6. So, Father, we thank you that they have said that they will conduct themselves in a professional manner, respect open government, be value civil, intelligent, public discourse. And we pray, God, that they would remember these things and review them on occasion so that they would adhere to their core values and to their norms and protocols. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and praise you. Amen.